Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. You can just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, May 19th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
And Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Running the three-man show for a couple more days. I think Jason comes back Thursday. Not quite sure.
Don't know.
That might be true, but I'm leaving Thursday. So it'd be three-man for a while.
So that probably makes sense. He's coming back Thursday. You step aside.
Just get used to it. Summer's here. I mean, Memorial Day till like NFL kickoff.
Yeah, it's going to be people coming and going.
It's going to be like a revolving door.
People coming and going. Yep. It's all good. You know what, Cakes? We earned it.
Of course we've earned it. Look at the clock.
Yeah.
What time it is. It's freaking 6:02.
I have to 95% say.
95% of the population is where they should still be, under the covers at home.
I don't know if it's that high percentage, but a high percentage.
90%. I've done the math.
There's a lot of people on the road in the morning.
I have crunched these numbers many times.
I will say that I think this might sound bizarre to you, but I kind of like driving in when it's dark, and now it's not dark. Now it's like
getting in my car. Starting to get light toward the end of my commute.
I mean, you're here earlier than me.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like it should be dark when I'm driving to work. I kind of like that. Slower to wake up. Just kind of like, now it's like bright.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird to be so bright.
I like taking
so
in
early.
The sights, though, sometimes. I mean, I go on the GW Parkway, which who knows when they're going to finish that construction. It's a total crapshoot. I don't know if I have to go left, right. There's all kinds of construction, Jersey walls to deal with. That said, once you get past the nonsense, you see the monument, you see the memorial. So I think that's nice to see sometimes.
Yeah, it is. Sure. It's fine.
You see it on the way home.
Look, I'm jaded. I've lived here my whole life. I've seen it a trillion times.
Yeah. Just let me drive. I like to drive in slowly in the dark. I just like it to be dark. I don't know what to tell you. Because I feel like I'm so tired. It's so early.
Leave a little earlier. It would be dark.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
You're walking a fine line over there.
Yeah. Yeah. I usually leave my house around, time do I leave my house? Usually around 5:16. It's about what it takes. If I leave between 5:16 and 5:20, 5:22, I'm good. If I dared to leave after 5:22,
that's rolling. That's pushing the envelope.
I don't think I could make it.
I generally pull out of my driveway. If I leave after 4:41 in the morning, I feel like that's
pushing it.
That's late.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
I'm coming from so many lights. Further out.
I just have so many lights. And there's so many freaking cameras on Connecticut Avenue. You can't go 100 yards without there being. So, I mean, you can't, like, make up time.
Well, last week, I just got done paying not one, not two, three different violations. One in Delaware when I was
speeding up to go see others.
Ovi break his record. Well, it wasn't me. I believe my Leadfoot daughter might have been at least one, if not both of the others.
You give her a little.
One in Chevy Chase Village.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what that is. Did you give her a little tongue lashing?
Not really. I basically said, this is kind of the price of doing business. Sometimes you're just going to get nabbed for a speeding violation.
I would just say, just be aware. Please just be aware. I wouldn't murder him.
Yeah.
I'd say, please just be aware.
She got one in Damascus. Why does Damascus have a speeding camera?
I don't know.
I mean, there's nothing but farm boys and cows in Damascus.
People just want to speed through it.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know. Who knows?
What are you gonna
do? I don't know much about Damascus other than they used to have a very good football team.
Used to have a great football team.
I think they
team.
Occasionally do, right? You're at the mercy sort of whatever comes through when you're a public school.
I've never seen a more terrifying person walk off of a high school football bus than when Brian Brezzi showed up at Magruder High School about 4 years ago. I mean, it was literally a man playing amongst boys.
Right.
I mean, you could have lined up the entire Magruder offensive line to try to block him, and it wasn't going to happen.
Right.
I mean, he was a first-round pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a terrifying high school player.
So all weekend, I mean, I really just watched so much golf. I love the week of any.
You know
major.
What? You watched my share in that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know you.
And mine.
I know you guys don't get into it, but I love the majors. And
I checked the standings.
No,
or
I had
the leaderboard, whatever you call it.
I'm pretty happy. I have to ship Anna $10 to feed into her motorboat when she's out on the Severn. I don't know where she. I don't know, the Chesapeake Bay, wherever it might be. Valdez just laughing because I said motorboat. That was not intentional.
Interesting choice of words.
Yeah, okay. Was,
yeah, her boat.
I don't know what
top of mind for you.
I don't know what you would call that boat. I think it's a monster.
A gas guzzler. Motorboat.
But all the golf I watched, I pretty much watched. I had it on for every sort of televised minute. Right? I just had it on. I might be in the backyard hitting balls, but I had to brought a TV out. I mean, I just had it out all the time. I missed the Preakness. No big deal. I don't care about that. The next morning, I watched the replay. Might be the greatest.
Great finish.
Might have been the greatest race I've ever seen.
I'll be
honest. I haven't seen a million, but it's like unbelievable.
I didn't watch it live because if the horse that won the Kentucky Derby
isn't
running in the Preakness,
right? It's not as interesting.
It's just another horse race. And I know
horse
you're racing
right.
purists, whatever.
No, you're right.
That's just what it is to the casual horse racing guy.
We want a triple crown sweat.
But watching the clip on Twitter,
oh,
like the last
God.
45 seconds.
I just watched the whole thing.
That horse is butt inspiring.
Oh, I mean.
Horse didn't give up.
Unbelievable.
Good for journalism.
The way it fought through there. Oh. I can't believe those horses didn't tumble.
I mean, if I got bumped like that, I would have fell down. I would have just been like, okay, there goes the field. They're gonna somebody else is going to win.
I mean, do we think it didn't win the Derby just because it was so sloppy? Like, maybe that hurt it. Because that horse has so much juice.
There's 20 horses. It's like
true.
It's a crapshoot.
It's true.
You got to find your way through the.
Well,
through
this
everything
one,
else.
I've never seen a horse find their way through better than this one. I mean, it looks. I've probably seen 50 races in my life, but that was unbelievable. And I don't know what it paid. I don't know if that was a big
Gosker.
Day.
I mean, what a choking dog that horse was. I mean, the lead it had. Just not, you know what? Not a closer.
Just got.
He's not a closer. I don't know what Uncle Kenny said about it, but
just got
not
walked.
A closer.
Uncle Kenny had a loser.
He did.
Who did Uncle Kenny have?
I think the nine. Was it 2, 2, 4, 6, 7?
Did you throw any cash on it while you were there?
No.
No. While it was going on or whatever?
I like how Valdez is such a degenerate. He doesn't even know the horse name. He just knows
the numbers.
Yeah.
He doesn't even care.
Yeah.
I think journalism, Sandman, River Thames, and the foreign horse. He liked the foreign horse.
Well, you know, listen, I'm not a horse racing guy, but in college we used to go, I told you many times, we'd go bet on the trotters, and we did it all the time. All you would do, and that's different because those horses are dime a dozen, but all you would do is, let's go sit. Like, you were just, that's all you would do. You just name the number, right? You're out there holding your ticket. Right. You know, all you're doing is naming them. You don't know the horse's name.
I didn't know Drab was such a purist.
Yeah. Nobody knows their names. You're just going, let's go six. Let's go six.
Drab buyer over there.
And then
there.
Next race, let's go two. Let's go two.
This isn't a Tuesday at Ocean Downs, buddy. This is the Preakness of millions of people watching.
Yeah. I understand, but I think that
the three hosts watch it all, watch the clips of it. Yeah.
I watched it. No, I watched the whole thing, but I just watched it 12 hours later. It's like a whole 3 minutes. Unbelievable race. So I am kind of bitter that I didn't watch it live, to be honest with you.
And the Preakness coming to Laurel next year for at least has to be more than 1 year for the renovation of Pimlico, right?
It's got to be. I think it's going to be longer. Year.
Yeah.
It's going to be local, but local.
Don't they keep
right in your back?
They keep threatening
your favorite spot, Laurel.
Shut down Laurel. It seems like they keep threatening it like for a decade, and it keeps surviving.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is Bowie still around?
I don't think.
Or did they shut that down?
I don't think Bowie Racetrack is still
train
around.
Horses out there after this.
I think it might be Dunzo. That's just a guess.
Might be
again.
Dunzo.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You're guessing what?
The Bowie Racetrack has been shuttered.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't believe Anna, you know, she gets the second pick and everybody in here would have picked, would have picked Scottie Scheffler after, Mar took Rory.
We might have to stop doing the pool.
Just ban her.
No, not her, but the pool, because unless you get a top three pick,
yeah,
you're practically hopeless.
I mean, I was picking seventh, I think. I'm sure I had a chance or sixth. I had the bottom.
You're at the mercy of the draw.
Last year, wouldn't have happened because Shoffley won a couple, right?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have been one of the top picks.
Yeah, he would have. I mean, Shoffley's number three in the world.
That's after winning those, though.
He was one of those guys, though, that they kept saying was going to win one. You know, he was like the best player to not win one. I don't know. I still get a kick out of doing it. I never win the dumb thing. I still get a kick out of having somebody to root for. Although I can't. Oh, I had Oberg and Shoffley, actually. I don't even know if Oberg made the cut.
Both my guys missed the cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, the Bowie Racetrack has been shuttered since 1985.
Well, no, but that's not true. They used to train.
It's used as a training center.
Yeah, yeah.
Now.
We had a guy that we used to play soccer with that was a part-time jockey.
Yeah. Well, I think he was more than part-time for a while there.
Yeah.
Well, I know he's definitely small. If he's a jockey.
Oh, yeah.
He was small.
He's definitely tiny.
Yeah. He was small. Pretty good soccer player,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizza.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subs, jumbo wings, and salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. On the show today, Peter Jacobson's going to join us.
Nice.
Golf Channel analyst, senior PGA Championship color commentator. So we will talk about Scottie Scheffler winning another one. With Peter Jacobson coming up at 7, and we'll get in the NFL schedule. The VP of Broadcast Planning, Mike North, will join us at 8 o'clock here on The Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.